Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams, so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
Whether you're working out or working on your high score, you never settle for less. So why should it be any different when you choose your protein drink? Rockin' Protein comes in three delicious flavors, has 30 grams of protein, and is always made with fresh milk, so you're never left with that chalky taste. Rockin' Protein. Never settle for less than a great-tasting, high-quality protein drink. Visit rockinprotein.com to find Rockin' Protein wherever you are. Rockin' Protein and Shamrock Farms are registered trademarks of Shamrock Foods Company.
Hello, I'm Oliver Condit, the editor of BBC Music Magazine, and welcome to the BBC Music Podcast. You can buy a copy of the magazine at your local newsagents or download our app to your iPad, Kindle Fire or Android tablet. And for the latest music news and more, head to our website at classical-music.com.
Hello, and welcome to this podcast exploring our October recording of the month. I'm Rebecca Franks, the magazine's reviews editor, and with me is Jeremy Pound, the magazine's deputy editor.
Hello.
We're here to talk about a brilliant new recording from young British pianist Benjamin Grosvenor. It's his third recording for the Decca label and features an intoxicating mix of dance-inspired music by composers as varied as Bach and Albanis. So before anything else, let's hear an extract from the Courante of Bach's Fourth Partita. So that was from Bach's Partita No. 4. It's the opening work on Benjamin Grosvenor's new disc titled Dances. Jeremy, it's quite a whimsical title, but actually he's put together a substantial and unexpected programme.
Yes, he has. In short, the disc is inspired by a 1909 letter from the pianist and composer Ferruccio Busoni to his pupil Egon Petri, in which he sets out his idea for a piano recital based on dance. Grosvenor has taken that idea, first for a recital of his own, and now on CD. And in roughly chronological order, has programmed dances from the 18th century to close to the present day. And so we go from Bach to Chopin to Scriabin to Granados to Schulze-Evler to Albanis to Morton Gold. That's five different nationalities on one disc, by the way.
Actually, that was one of the things that really struck me, is how differently this idea of dance has inspired composers across the ages. So, as you say, we have this Bach Partita, which is essentially a set of Baroque dances, varying from this very sprightly numbers to more stately lilting pieces like the Sarabande. But by the time we get to Chopin, who's the next composer on the disc in the 19th century, we're kind of in this world of nationalistic music, of the Polish Polonaise and the Mazurka. I wondered if you could tell us a bit more about this contrasting pair of Polonaises that are played here.
Yes, I can, absolutely. It's interesting how the same musical format can cover two such contrasting works. The first, the Grande Polonaise Brillante, Op. 22, is in that classic kind of bel canto piano style for which Chopin is so famous. You can almost imagine the ornate melody in the right hand being sung by one of the great sopranos of the time. At the time, it actually reminds me a little of one of his scherzos, for instance, maybe Scherzo number 3. The second, meanwhile, the Polonaise in F-sharp minor, Opus 44, is in contrast much more dramatic and foreboding. If I were to look for a comparison here, I would kind of think of more of Rachmaninoff's G minor prelude, which was written, of course, many years later.
Maybe we should hear extracts from both these works just to compare and contrast. So we have the kind of mellifluous opening of the Andante Spianato and then this dramatic F-sharp minor Polonaise. So those are extracts from the two Chopin Polonaises on this disc. We then have some works by Scriabin, the Mazurkas, which are quite Chopinesque in style. But then the next group of pieces, the Granados Vals Poeticos, plunge us into a completely different musical world again. These pieces were actually something of a discovery for me. They're 9 really charming miniatures. Granados, who was a great pianist as well as a composer, often played them in concert. He's one of these great Spanish composers, but actually, they aren't really very Spanish in feel, are they?
No, they're not entirely. Actually, if I'm being really pedantic, I could point out that Granados was in fact Catalan rather than Spanish, but that's probably a little beside the point here. But actually, while much of his work reflected Spanish themes and culture, most famously his Goyescas, he was actually a pretty cosmopolitan chap. He studied in Paris and hobnobbed with the likes of Ravel and Debussy and took on a wide range of influences while he was there. He was a very multifaceted composer. And if anything, one would say that these pieces here have much more of, say, the Chopin, Schumann about them than anything particularly Iberian.
I particularly like the melodioso from this set of pieces, so I think maybe we'll hear an extract from that now. So the rest of this programme includes standalone pieces, including Adolf Schultz-Evler's virtuosic take on Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz and the Boogie Woogie Etude by Morton Gould. There are also two bonus download tracks, a Bach transcription and some lists that are well worth getting. And in fact, I think we should hear a bit of that list now because it's really quite spectacular. That was Liszt's Nomenreigen, one of the bonus downloads that comes with Benjamin Grosvenor's Dances CD. So as you mentioned earlier, actually, the programme that we've got here was also what he played at his debut recital in the Queen Elizabeth Hall in 2012. He's just 22 years old now, but already Ben Grosvenor's played at the Proms five times. He's made three recordings for Decca. And in fact, his first recital disc for them of Chopin, Liszt and Ravel was nominated for one of our BBC Music Magazine Awards in 2012. Could you just tell us a bit more about his remarkable career so far and what makes him so special?
Well, he was just 11 years old when he won the piano section final at the 2004 Young Musician of the Year. Most people reckon that had it not been for violinist Nicola Benedetti's studying Szymanowski in the final, he may well have won the whole caboosh. Since then, he's just shown what a versatile pianist he is, with recordings of Ravel, Liszt, Chopin, as you mentioned, and Gershwin as well, all of which received glowing reviews. He can adapt his style so easily, so well. Given that he's only 22, this sort of maturity as a pianist is quite phenomenal. And the variety on this disc and the aplomb with which he plays it all actually speaks volumes in its own right. I've seen him a couple of times in recital myself, and trust me, he's every bit as sensational live as he is on disc.
Well, we've been just talking now about his Dances CD, which is our October recording of the month. You can buy the magazine now to read the full review and also an interview with Benjamin Grosvenor. And we'll be back next month to talk about another great new recording.
Thank you for listening to this BBC Music Magazine podcast, which was produced in our Bristol studio by Jack Fletcher. For more of our podcasts, visit our website at classical-music.com or simply head to iTunes.